With us today is Senator Rick Scott from the great state of Florida. And so many things are happening out there. Senator Scott, tell me what the things you're concerned about the most.
Well, the first thing is, the Senate this week passed a bill that is going to do nothing, absolutely nothing, to secure the U.S. border. Nothing. There's nothing. The Senate's going to, the House and Senate spent $95 billion and nothing for the border. Number two is it's got $9 billion that can potentially go to Gazans to help Hamas. So think about what's happened. So I think most of us were clear we want to help Israel, but I don't want to help the group of people that are holding American hostages. There's 8 Americans held, 5 alive that we believe, 3 dead. And the this makes no sense. On top of that, what's going on at our universities like Columbia is crazy. It's crazy and it's scary.
Right? It is absolutely. But it is, Senator, it's spreading. Columbia, MIT, Harvard, NYU. I mean, in the one answer I can't get, they arrested 250 kids or something like that in Columbia and NYU, and the DA already released them with no charges, no record on it. And the answer I can't get is how many of them are actually students and how many of them are actually just showing up?
Okay, so they get away with doing this and attacking the Jewish students, right? Okay, and spewing hate. But then Donald Trump, in contrast, Donald Trump, right, gets accused of trying to win an election. Oh, shocking. There has to be something wrong with that. So, but what's going on where these people support Hamas, which killed babies? I was just in Israel a few weeks ago, and I saw where babies were beheaded, girls were raped, people were burned alive, people were shot at point blank just for being a Jew. This is disgusting. If these people hate our country, get the hell out of our country. But if you're going to spew hatred, if you're going to attack Jewish students, you need to be going to jail and serving your time for violating the law.
I came here when I was 6 months old, Senator. And when I was 6 years old, I went down to get my American citizenship papers. And I had to swear allegiance to the United States of America. And these people coming over the borders, they don't have to do anything.
Oh, no. They don't have to do anything. They have to show IDs. We don't even know who they are. We know nothing. So first of all, going back to Columbia, if you're a donor to Columbia University, stop. If you're a board member, if you're not going to hold your administration accountable, you should resign. Because what you're doing, by doing nothing, you're allowing anti-Semitism and hatred to go on. But our border is wide open. We don't know who's coming. We do know that Director Rafe of the FBI said there's terrorist cells all over our country today. We know that Lakin Riley would be alive today, but for Biden's completely intentionally open border. You know, he came to Florida today, and I assumed he came for the ice cream and the beaches. But guess what? He's down there, and what we did is make sure he never forgets about what's going on. He's the problem. We've had 3 years or what, 3 or 4 months of Joe Biden, and look at where we are. We've got inflation, we've got communism, or socialism, we got terror cells, we got the world's war. I mean, we cannot take more of this, more of the Joe Biden America. It's horrible for every family in this country.
You know, Senator Scott, this is Rita Cosby. It's great to talk with you again. Hey, you also wrote a really powerful column saying we can't trust Joe Biden to stand with Israel. I mean, he is waffling. You bring up a great point. There he is in Florida. And yesterday when he was asked finally to make a statement, he equated Israel with the pro-Palestinians. I mean, he doesn't seem to be standing with our greatest ally and the world's on fire.
Well, first off, so I don't know why anybody supports Iran, anybody supports the Houthis, anyone that supports Hezbollah, or anyone that supports Hamas. Why would you do that? They want to demolish yours and my and our family's ways of life. That's what they want to do. They sponsor terrorism. They kill people and they exploit it on television just because they're Jewish. All right. And so, and this president, he cannot stand with Israel. Think about it. Schumer goes on the Senate floor and says Netanyahu, the elected leader of the only democracy in the Middle East, should be kicked out of office. And they act like Hamas is, I mean, they're good. Now think about it. Hamas doesn't support equality. There's nobody they support. What they, you know, there's nothing we believe in that Hamas believes in. But what this Biden administration, they're cowtown because there's a few votes they think they might be able to pick up in the Detroit area. And they're out there, you know, oh, I got it. They just want to win the election. They don't care about what goes on in our country. That's exactly what's going on. It's just
and on Tuesday, Nancy Pelosi went along with Senator Schumer. And
oh, of course. I mean, these guys are all in on it. They've forgotten that we respect people's religion, right? We respect this. It's a part of the reason why we have the United States of America. It was based on religious freedom, okay? You don't attack somebody else's because they're a different religion than you. We don't do that. We accept other people's religion, all right? But what they're saying is, oh, if you're Jewish, we don't, you know, it's okay for Democrats. Democrats don't like Jews. They don't like Israel. Look at their actions. We tried to push the Israel aid for months. We had four different votes, and the Democrats blocked it every time. Because all what they wanted was, they wanted more money for Hamas, they wanted money for Ukraine, and they had nothing to do with the border. I couldn't get a bill that just said this. I couldn't get a bill that said that on this vote to say that we will not allow any money to go into Gaza unless we're sure it doesn't go to Hamas. That's not
unbelievable.
That's amazing.
Well, we're in a bizarro world. But Senator Rick Scott, thank you for giving us your input and letting all the American people knowing what the heck is going on. And we'll be talking to you again real soon. Thank you so much.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.